Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This evening, the weather in Israel is mild and pleasant. Skies are clear over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, allowing for a comfortable evening outdoors. In Haifa and the northern regions, a gentle breeze is blowing, providing a refreshing atmosphere as night falls. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reported just in that the IDF Home Front Command has restored security guidelines for northern border towns with Lebanon. This follows injuries to civilians from Hezbollah attacks and continued drone strikes. Also, JNS reported earlier today that the IDF intercepted 4 Hezbollah drones and struck several terror targets in Lebanon. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that police have rearrested a suspect in the murder of Amon Rabbah, who was shot dead in his backyard. The arrest occurred at the Taba crossing. Separately, I-24 News shared that the U.S. stated Iran's ceasefire terminated hostilities for the war powers deadline. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outcry as tensions with Christians rise in the city. Here's what people are saying online. I-24News_EN posted just minutes ago that 2 people were lightly injured from a drone impact near Misgaf Am in northern Israel. In a post from earlier, Al Arabiya English shared remarks from David Kusnet, former White House Director of Speechwriting, discussing the potential endgame of President Trump's rhetoric toward Iran. Visegrad 24 reported a short time ago that the U.S. Central Command has requested the deployment of the Army's long-range hypersonic weapon, known as Dark Eagle, to the Middle East, providing longer-range strike options against Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the renewed security guidelines in northern Israel, the Jerusalem Post outlines that the IDF raised the security level to yellow as a precaution after recent hostilities. This move aims to ensure the safety of residents amid rising tensions with Hezbollah. Turning to Lebanon, JNS reports that the IDF's actions earlier today come after drone interceptions and targeted strikes on terror sites. These measures are part of a broader effort to curb threats from Hezbollah and maintain stability in the region. Meanwhile, the arrest of the murder suspect, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, marks a significant development in a 4-year-old case. The suspect's capture at the Taba crossing signifies progress in the investigation, bringing hope for justice to the victim's family. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights the U.S. perspective on Iran's ceasefire. This development could influence future diplomatic negotiations, with implications for regional stability. Finally, the JTA report on the attack on a nun in Jerusalem underscores growing religious tensions. Such incidents could further strain relationships between different communities in the city. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Zim shareholders have approved a $4.2 billion sale to Hapag-Lloyd. This decision paves the way for a major industry takeover, though labor tensions could still pose challenges. Separately, Walla Business shares concerns from Tamar Levi-Bena, a senior Treasury official, about an economic collapse. She warns that Israel faces a trauma economy, which could lead to a reduced standard of living for its citizens. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights warnings from financial officials about potential tax increases. The ongoing costs of the conflict might severely impact Israel's economic future. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.